Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today, talking about how a rancher gets his arms around beef sustainability in just a moment.
Did you know millennials often make recipes based on photos their friends share online? Market research conducted by Your Beef Checkoff finds nearly 60% of millennials have tried a recipe they saw posted on social media. And whether they are new to cooking or experienced, they want resources that boost their cooking expertise. While you're managing your cattle operation, Your Checkoff is giving millennials more opportunities to eat beef by sharing recipes and nutrition information. Learn and share more at mybeefcheckoff.com. Paid for by your checkoff dollar.
You need a professional working for you when you sell your cattle. That's how you get top dollar. And going with one of the 8 commission firms at the Oklahoma National Stockyards means you will have a pro working hard on your behalf. The 8 commission firms make up the livestock exchange of the Oklahoma National Stockyards, still one of the largest stocker and feeder cattle markets in the world. Bring your cattle and consign with one of our commission firms. And when you sell cattle in Oklahoma City, you can go around the corner and have a great steak or shop for a pair of boots in Stockyard City. The livestock exchange at the Oklahoma National Stockyards. Beef sustainability is really a three-legged stool, according to Dr. Sarah Place. Economics, environmental, but also societies or societal type considerations all make up beef sustainability as we know it these days. She believes that we've really got our arms pretty well around economics as well as environmental aspects of sustainability. We could always do a little bit better, she says, but she says it's that third area that we need improvement on.
If there's one or two things in your mind that you think producers need to be working on maybe more than anything else, what are they?
I think that comes down to thinking about that society aspect of sustainability. So I think producers are really good at the technical day-to-day and in terms of improving their production practices. And I think that, you know, again, researchers at Oklahoma State and other universities, we're continuously working to try to make sure that producers have those tools to get better. So the society aspect, I think the big things, if you just look at, you know, polling surveys of consumers, what they're concerned about or what they say they're concerned about is animal welfare. And then you could broadly just say any sort of use of technologies, and whether that's GMOs or any other kind of growth promotants or anything else, people feel nervous about that because they don't think they really know what's going on, or there's those negative news stories about one isolated case of abuse of animals, and then that's made to look like that's what's happening in the entire industry. I think those issues are really what's probably going to be driving concern in this general area of sustainability going forward. So addressing those areas specifically with information, and then also just listening to what people's concerns are to make sure that when you're talking to somebody, whether it's on the street or in social media, that you're actually addressing their direct concerns and not talking over their head or anything else.
One of the folks that are kind of very high profile in this whole arena, Temple Grandin, she talks a lot about transparency.
Yeah, and I think Temple's right on that in terms of people want to just know what's happening in their food production system, which makes sense. Food is unique because, you know, people are feeding that to their kids, their family members, they're putting it in their own body, so they just kind of have a higher level of expectations about knowing what's in their food. And so transparency is a great way to do that in terms of just showing people how things are produced. And I think there's lots of successful examples of that, of people using social media and just, you know, with a video and just saying, hey, this is what we do every single day. You know, this is why we do this. We really care about our animals. And I think that making that connection and making sure people realize that farmers, ranchers are real people too, that live in the real world and are eating the same products, that can really help to kind of bridge that gap and humanize everybody and make sure we don't get into these constant battles and treating each other like we're different.
Dr. Sarah Place out of the Animal Science Department of Oklahoma State University. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's the Pollard Farm's 19th annual female production sale at the ranch in Waucomas, Oklahoma. It's Saturday, September 17th at noon. Pollard Farms will be offering 122 registered Angus lots, including donor dams, fall yearling heifers, spring heifer calves, spring pairs, bred heifers, and more. Every female being sold has genomically enhanced EPD information, so you can know with confidence what genetics you're buying. For more information and to view the sale book, go to www.pollardfarms.com or call the ranch at 580-758-1464.
That's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day, everybody. I'm Farm Director Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.